This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As Palestinians flee hospitals in northern Gaza, Israel claims Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, uses them for military purposes and has released video it says proves it. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The world has to understand, who is Israel fighting again?
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the Israeli Defense Forces spokesman, stood in what he says was a children's hospital. Colorful drawings on the wall. But on the floor,
the gear for a major fight.
Weapons of war.
Hand grenades, Kalashnikovs, and then we have the RPGs. People shooting RPGs from hospitals.
Another area, he said, may have been used to hold hostages, with an improvised air vent, a hastily installed toilet. Still, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says
Israel has to confront that while at the same time not wanting to go assaulting hospitals in firefights that could put innocent people who are getting life-saving medical care in the crossfire.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Defense officials from South Korea, the United States, and other nations have warned North Korea over its nuclear ambitions and threats, vowing an unspecified collective response to any warlike aggression by the North toward its rival. Their joint statement came after a meeting in Seoul involving U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, South Korean Defense Minister Shin Won-sik, and officials from 16 other countries under the U.S.-led United Nations Command, which provided combat or medical forces in support of the South during the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. Yemeni officials say a migrant boat capsized off the coast of war-torn Yemen, leaving dozens of people, mostly from the Horn of Africa, missing. They say there were 75 migrants on board the boat when it capsized Sunday off the Yemeni coastal city of Mocha. 26 people, but at least 49 others remain missing. Yemen state-run Saba News Agency reported that the boat capsized due to strong winds. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court is taking an unprecedented step amid sustained criticism over some justices accepting undisclosed benefits from wealthy benefactors. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
For the first time, the High Court is adopting a code of ethics. That comes after a series of stories questioning some justices' ethical practices. Many focused on Justice Clarence Thomas not disclosing financial ties with wealthy conservative donors. In a statement, the justices say the code essentially formalizes ethics standards they've long followed and is a bid to dispel any misunderstanding that they see themselves as unrestricted by any ethics rules. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Thousands have marched in Mexico's capital, demanding justice for an influential LGBTQ plus figure who was found dead at home in the city of Aguascalientes after receiving death threats. Jesus Osiel Baena was the first openly non-binary person to assume a judicial post in Mexico, becoming a magistrate in state electoral court, and broke through other barriers in a country where LGBTQ plus people are often targeted with violence. Prosecutors confirmed Baena was found dead Monday morning next to another person. A suggestion that suicide was a possibility touched off widespread anger, with LGBTQ plus groups calling it an attempt by officials to brush aside violence against their communities. An effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of the southern border has been pushed aside for now. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene forced a vote on impeaching Mayorkas to the floor through a rule that allows any single member to force a snap vote on resolutions. Impeachment is usually reserved for grave misconduct in office. Greene, in a floor speech, accused Mayorkas of a pattern of conduct that is incompatible with the laws of the United States. But her effort was tabled for now.
On this vote, the yeas are 209 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
Eight Republicans joined Democrats to send a resolution to committees for possible consideration, but they are under no obligation to do anything. Norman Hall, Washington.
U.S. health officials are warning doctors to be on the lookout for possible cases of lead poisoning in children. At least 22 toddlers in 14 states have sickened by lead that's linked to tainted pouches of cinnamon apple puree and applesauce. Cases were reported in children ages 1 to 3 years old. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says at least one child showed a blood lead level 8 times higher than the level that raises concern. The illnesses are linked to recalled Wanabana, Schnucks, and Weiss brand cinnamon applesauce pouches. You'll find expanded coverage of world news events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.